we all assumed with 2020 being the dumpster fire of a year that it was.
Lockdown year.
We would have an absolute baby boom come this time of the year.
Well, lockdown. Lock in, if you know what I mean. if you get what I'm saying.
We had our first lockdown around March last year. So
yeah, March, April, I believe.
The babies being born from December onwards.
Right, yeah.
Are being called the new next generation.
So we, like a lot of people, there's Gen X, Gen Y, millennials, Gen Z.
The next generation, come on. They're calling
something cool.
Coronials.
Oh, yuck.
I knew you'd hate it.
I hate that.
It's false. No way. Not this time. No. It's totally made up. Pure fiction. It's a made up tale.
Oh.
It's a total fabrication.
Coronials will be babies that are born around this pandemic time. So from when coronavirus hit all the way up for the next few years.
So you're saying December 1st-ish is coronials?
Coronials.
Thank God. My nephew's born like late November. That's saved.
He may be lumped into it
Sully, my nephew.
He's going to be one of those people that's on the cusp of Gen Z and coronial.
He's actually 7 years old, so I don't know why.
And so I started doing some research because I was like, how many babies? Like, obviously, I've been seeing babies popping up all around me.
But also, you and I are getting to that age where that just happens regardless of a pandemic, I think.
It turns out that during significant times of crisis, birth rates drop dramatically.
Well, it's expensive to have a baby from what I've read online.
We're talking like
childless people. It's hard for us to get in on this.
Spanish flu, birth rates fell. The world wars, birth rates fell, and then they increased after the war.
So once we've got a handle on this, you think the real boom.
There might be a boom after this
happens. You
really
think that the lockdown will be a different kind of...
The Australian birth rate is at the lowest it's been in years.
Well, I guess if you're spending that much time with your partner, maybe you don't want to.
It's getting to the point where the government is considering doing a baby bonus 2.0. So they did a baby bonus. Do you remember a few years, after the big financial crisis?
Yeah.
There was a massive dip in birth rate. So now they're talking about, payments between $2,500 and $5,000 for each child born in this time period.
Tell you what, it's still better than what China's got at the moment with just one and done. That's it, unfortunately. And it's a crime.
They still got that?
I assume as much.
I don't know that they do.
All right. Well, look. That surprised me heavily this morning.
I was super surprised. So, they saw a massive dip between 2002 and 2008. There was a baby bonus, and we may see one again.
All right. We'll get to work, I guess.
Oh,
I don't know what else to say.